Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The ball gets by Early. He chases the ball to the backstop. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Early and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Edwards moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner bunts towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kinder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peck. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Peck steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walter Brown now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla, who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. Black bunts towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Walter Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Black strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Walter Brown. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Lehner goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1 Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Coleman moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zarrilla hits a line drive towards center. Mitchell catches it and throws to second to double up Stevens. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.